be aired as well. Topic is faith above reason.
It's not the lesson, it's our entire path.
To
reach all the degrees of faith above reason, meaning all the degrees of bestowal above our will to receive, that will grow accordingly and help us be higher, higher, above, above, above it. That is the difference between usual, normal faith that each person in the world has, the way they believe, and faith above reason that we wish to acquire, to attain. Since in faith above reason, we feel the Creator is concealed. He is, as it's written, a concealed God. And it's not that He doesn't want to reveal Himself to us, rather we don't want Him to appear, because then we'll, the ability to go against the concealment, above the concealment. So what we're asking, for is to have the strength to be above all the disturbances, not to erase them, but to be above them. Meaning, even though the Creator is concealed, we're going above the concealment, above faith, above reason. It's hard to express it in words, but nevertheless, gradually we are acquiring tastes in it, understanding. After understanding that we have no connection to the qualities of the Creator, to spirituality, and when the will to receive is revealed each time, we feel more deeply how we are not part of spirituality. Then all that's left for us is one thing. One thing to do, and that is to ask the Creator to save us, to raise us above our corporeality. And through the prayer, specifically through the prayer, we receive faith above reason. And the sign for advancing is that each day our will to receive becomes greater, and once again we need to build ourselves above it as much as possible. And in this way we advance, meaning on top of the growing will to receive and the growing concealment, the growing confusion, helplessness, everything, all those things are discovered daily, and above it I need to rise. And in this way, until I attain the first degree of faith above reason, and I understand how to read it again.
Once again, Rabash, excerpt 15. And the most important is the prayer, that is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, He asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
Since by himself, he cannot attain the degree of faith above reason, he cannot be in gladness from being such a degree. He needs to receive those two discernments from above, but to ask, to demand, to pray towards that.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот я прошу товарищей, чтобы у нас было это свойство высшее знание между нами и Творцом. И я при этом.
I ask the friends. For the friends that we will have a quality of above reason between us and the Creator. So I don't need to ask the Creator to give this to me. So what does it mean to ask the Creator?
Well, if I feel that special force is controlling all of reality, all of creation, all people, everything, is my state as a result that I'm also under his influence, under his control, his authority. I have no free choice. I will exist in the nature of the Creator. Automatically, let's say. He's in control and I have nothing left to do. Imagine, still vegetative and animate. They exist under the authority of nature. They have no free choice. Even when it seems to us that animals do something, the desire to run away, to eat, it's all according to the laws of nature that live in them. Also in us, we can't see, we can say the same. The way we exist, the way, whatever we do, it doesn't matter. We have problems, we have no free choice, there is no free choice. In truth, no person has any action that you can say that came from within a person himself. Rather, it's all aimed at us from above by the general system. So there are no crimes, there are no righteous people, there's nothing. Everyone is beasts. When does a person have the material to, the freedom, sorry, to do actions for himself? Only when he begins to want to enter spirituality, then they show him how much he is incapable of anything. We give him, they give us, we constantly feel that we can't do anything that is in order to bestow, anything that is giving to everyone, bestowing to everyone, nothing, meaning other than our nature to receive that dwells and controls us. We can't do anything. That's how they teach us who we are. And so through various actions, organization in the group, in the study, drawing the reforming light, in this way, we try to reach the action, an action of bestowal. When we try, let's say, are awarded with rising to an action of bestowal, we begin to feel that we came out of our will to receive. Out of that bubble. And to the extent that we can be above the will to receive, both connected to the will to receive and connected to the will to bestow, existing between heaven and earth, as it were, then we are free. Now we begin to feel freedom. What is the dominion of one, the will to receive? What is the dominion of the will to bestow? And how we can move between the two? This is our path. Now we're trying to reach faith, the force of bestowal, above reason, above the force of reception. So we would feel the control of these two forces, not only one. When only one force controls us, the will to receive, we can't even feel that he is in control, because this is our nature, that's how we were born. And there's nothing else, I have nothing to compare it to. And so without the ability to compare it to something, you can't say that you have this or you don't. You only have one thing. So our first action, first degree, first state is to obtain the state of bestowal, the second force, the force of faith, the force of Bina that exists above the force of reason. And between these two forces we'll begin to live. We'll constantly fall to a greater, deeper will to receive, and each time try to rise to the connection between us and the prayer to a higher will to bestow, deeper and higher, deeper and higher, and this ever-growing amplitude. These are our states. States, a sense and a sense.
Чтобы он мне это подарил, а я как бы сам хочу поместить себя под власть отдачи.
So I don't ask the Creator to give it to me for free. I want to put myself under the rule of bestowal.
Of course, we want to be under the authority of the force of bestowal, but we don't understand what it is. And it's expressed with us in such ways that's completely opposed, opposite our nature. How can I get rid of myself, rise above myself? What does it mean to rise, to ascend? It means that from everything I've got, everything I feel, this world, what I have, that all this is happening down below and I'm rising above. As if I'm rising with a kite up to the heavens and I lose all my relationship to corporeal life. We can't afford those things. And if we can afford it, if we're ready for it, we're ready because it's better. It brings us a certain solution, a better life. Meaning I'm exchanging my corporeality with the greater corporeality, and I imagine it as spirituality. That's why spirituality is bestowal. It's not easier life. It's not when I imagine to myself what it's like to be in the heavens and to be independent of everything, above everything. No. I'm actually not above everything. I take upon myself the responsibility to care for everyone, for all of reality, the whole, all of humanity, the whole world, to bestow to the Creator through that. Where I want to correct all my broken vessels, the broken vessels that He, so that He would enjoy my work to the extent I can bring all of humanity, all the souls to connection and to Him. That's why we need to imagine spiritual work in a way that, not that I'm hovering above and beyond, between the angels, among the angels, rather I'm rising to a more responsible work, greater, more mature work. Otherwise we're imagining it all in our will to receive, and we're getting rid of all the troubles and worries. No, we're taking upon ourselves additional troubles and worries, but of a different kind, global divine kind.
Ну вот, судя по, потому что вот вы говорите, я вот отключаю сейчас вот во время урока от всего, что от всех своих мыслей.
According to what you're saying, I now in the middle of the lesson, I detach from my responses and I just integrate in the friends. I feel them, and of course, it makes me feel good. It's easier. There's no concern.
Hang on, just a minute. Why are you without any worries?
Ну вот просто в этот момент я просто чувствую товарища, любовь к товарищам.
Because in that moment I just feel the friends, and
this is not the meaning of being integrated in the friends. You're simply escaping your corporeality. Spirituality is much more difficult. You have to connect everyone and care about the connection between you until the Creator is revealed to reach such qualities between us, qualities of love and bestowal, connection, care, in which the Creator is revealed. It's not simple. It's not a simple thing. You have to be so close, tightly close to one another. That's when we will feel what it means to be connected in one soul.
So how do you correctly do this work, even now in the lesson? How do you take care of the friends correctly?
I want to help them with everything I've got to be connected in one single force, one intention. So all of us would have one intention to care for one another, and from that we will discover there's another creator, another component. Everything. The Creator is not counted as another one among us. It doesn't exist outside of us. The Creator is called Bore, Creator, from the words Bore, come and see. We come to a state called Bo, come, and then see, if you've reached the state of connection, you reveal the result of the connection. The essence of connection is a special force in nature that exists even before that. And that force invited this whole creation, and then you reveal it again. You restrict yourself and you connect again to Him. And that's how you reveal the Creator. Okay. Mark 2.
Доброе утро, Раф, мировой Кли. Вот отрывок начинается, что главное это молитва, просьба.
The excerpt begins with saying the most important thing is the prayer, the request. And it seems like joy is the result of that prayer.
Joy, gladness has to exist in all the stages. You have to try. I'm not saying it's there. The person who is under the egoistic rule always feels some form of sorrow. But we have to organize, arrange this sorrow so the sorrow is not sorrow, but has to be gladness. We reveal a greater will to receive each time, and it's revealed when the Creator shines on us more with His upper light. And when the upper light shines on us, it reveals a greater will to receive in each one of us and all of us together. And so each time we find ourselves with a heavier heart and with a worse ego, but we can consequently we can begin to rise above it, and that's how we advance. Hence, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, and we always start from a state where we're unhappy, unsatisfied, and as quickly as possible, we need to help each other to detect this state as the correct state for the beginning, for advancing.
Tel Aviv 1.
Clear? Tel Aviv 1.
If she's a Gashara,
There's a feeling that we are supposed to relate to something that doesn't exist or that we don't attain. And
what I don't feel in my senses means it's called it's not existing.
So we're supposed to treat it as if we attain it, even though we don't.
I don't want to enter into this philosophy as if. Yes, no, you should do what as it's written. Merkaz 1.
Hello, everyone. In light of what's written in the end of the excerpt, it is that the Creator will give him joy in the work above reason, that it's important for a person as if he already has reason, but we always have reason, so...
No, not as if he will not have reason. We're asking for faith. Read these a few more times and you'll see. He's not asking for a reason, he's asking for faith to be above reason. The reason that he had, he's asking to have faith above it. PT 31.
He describes that the body doesn't agree with the work. How can you describe joy when the body doesn't agree with this work? Like the example that Rabash gave, let it suffer. Where is the joy?
In the same place as the suffering and the feeling. Where else can suffering or joy reside? If the body agrees, it's not the correct joy. Rav, no. I nevertheless work to demand faith. I want to rise above my feeling, my mind, and to be in the power and the force of bestowal. That's it. And if I come to determine these two feelings, the feeling that I have nothing, together with that I have the ability to bestow to everyone, this is, in that case, a spiritual degree. Gladness from bestowal, and together with that, I don't have a sorrow from not filling my vessels of reception. On the contrary, I feel that I'm rising above them. It's an opportunity for me to rise to bestow.
Sorry, but what does it mean to rejoice in the suffering? It's not clear.
It's true. I remember that I also didn't get it. And Rabash would point at himself and say, let it suffer. Let it suffer. Meaning his ego, which now demanding something and not receiving it, it suffers. Okay, let it suffer. The person is always divided in two, a will to receive and a will to bestow. And he always has a satisfied part and an unsatisfied part. And one pulls him down, and with one he's rising up. One is under the restriction and concealment, and the second one is moving towards the revelation of the Creator and adhesion.
So now I'm happy because here I've won against the will to receive?
Yep.
PT Arba.
PT 4.
It seems from the excerpt that the greatness of the Creator takes me down to the reason. So what's the difference between asking for faith or greatness?
The greatness of the Creator doesn't bring you into reason because you attain it above reason.
I understood from the excerpt that you can't ask for the greatness of the Creator then.
Because then you'll work because He's great in your vessels of reception. It will not be spirituality. It will work for your own benefit. You will never reach the quality of bestowal.
Sure. So, what is the greatness of the Creator above reason?
You portray it, the greatness of the Creator, although you don't attain it in your vessels of reception, you attain it in your vessels of bestowal. It will come when vessels of bestowal will come after a few more efforts. You will discover the vessels of bestowal, and in them you will reveal the greatness of the Creator in bestowal, meaning in reflected light. To the extent you can rise above your will to receive, above the restriction and the screen, and you want to bestow in reflected light to the host, you imagine, portray the greatness of the host without investigating him in your vessels of reception, but only in bestowal, in equivalence with him. Then according to the degree of equivalence, you'll begin to discover it and begin to feel it.
That means that we are building him?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because what does it mean to investigate him, to feel him? You are building inside of you, from your own vessels, your own corrected vessels, the image of the Creator. So you are exploring with these vessels, and in them you are finding the Creator. That's why it says, you have made me.
Когда мы работаем в радости, и тело не чувствует сопротивление,
when we work in joy and the body feels no resistance, but at the same time, I can't raise prayer to the Creator from the heart. Who's given me the power to work in joy?
Only through the group to receive it from above, from the Creator. Don't worry, you will always have the strength if you connect to the Creator through the group in all states.
Barur.
Hebrew 10.
The difference between a Kabbalist and a Masochist is that the Kabbalist enjoys the suffering because he relates it to the Creator?
No, he doesn't relate it to himself, but he relates it to the ego the Creator created. And he sees suffering and the will to receive in him is something that doesn't belong to him. Whether it's the Creator's force, and he is looking at himself like a beast, like an animal. In this beast, the force of reception is revealed, the ego. Not that in this beast, the force of bestowal will be revealed. And he sees himself as neutral, as not belonging to this or to that.
Can you give an example to a friend in this work?
I don't know. Try Eta 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, io sono uno sportivo e quando mi impegno con degli allenamenti io raggiungo un risultato.
I am an athlete. When I invest in practice, in training, it gives me results, it gives me the power to reach a more difficult result. Why is it so opposite in spirituality? Not only I don't get a result, I even have to imagine the result. Why does it work that way in spirituality?
You're saying something correct and incorrect. It depends on the kind of result you're expecting to get from spirituality. In sports, if you are exercising, the more you exercise, although you get tired and you need afterwards to rest, nevertheless, you're growing stronger. Here in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the more exercise you are doing, your ego, when you want to do these exercises to rise above your ego grows weaker. You become weaker, but later you recuperate, you recover. These things are similar to sports. But still, in sports, you see all the states that are coming as good. And here you see them both as good and as bad. You want to subjugate your ego, and in sports it's the opposite. You want it to grow. Think about it. You can even talk about it in the tent. Next.
Excerpt number 16 from Bala Sulam. The purpose of the work is in the literal and nature. Since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because to him it is always like something new. That is, he always works as though he had just begun to work.
It's a sign that we are in the work of above reason. It's written, they should be as new in your eyes. Each day, or several times a day, or every moment even, I feel as if I'm starting from scratch, as if I've had nothing, and I know nothing of spirituality and what to do and how to do it, and I always look for how to do something. Meaning, these are actually signs that we are renewing ourselves and we're climbing the ladder.
And he works in the form of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was truly above reason. Only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith. Literally with no support.
That's what we're demanded of. So does that mean that we are wise? We are investigating? We're advancing in a healthy way with a clear vision? As it's written, a wise person has his eyes in his head. Or,
additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith.
Yeah, I wake up every morning, and several times a day when I recover and I return to the thought of spiritual work, and I see I have nothing. And again, I have to remember, where is it? Why? What forces? How can I do something? And this is happening several times a day, at least daily. So where, when will I get anything if everything disappears?
And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure, as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this way, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
If we don't forget that there is no one besides him, and the Creator is 100% in control of each and every state that we have, and there isn't a moment that we're not in his field, when he is filling all of reality, this force of bestowal, just general force of bestowal, then we have no room for any negative feeling, any negative thought. Rather, we are inside the force of the good who does good, who created the creatures inside of him in order to bring them as well to that state. We are in that, and we are specifically in that development. It needs to be realized, that we discover this force and connect with it.
We can agree with everything, but in the end, I don't come to a prayer. I don't see a prayer in the horizon.
Where on the horizon do you need to see it? Where should it come from?
So with all the states, with everything that we need to be joyful, but the prayer doesn't emerge.
What does it mean that it doesn't come out? Shouldn't you do it?
Yes, but to be in gladness, to believe it's all the Creator, to see it all within reason.
I don't know all those words. I know only one thing. Everything we attain in spirituality comes to us because we are turning to the Creator and He's arranging it. Nothing besides that. The question is only, in what state should we be so we could turn to Him and He would help? So the inclination towards connection in the Ten, that's a must. Addressing the Creator, since the force of correction will only come from Him. And another thing, which is patience. Constantly activate the connection between us, and from that, the prayer of many, as we call it, to the Creator.
So you can say there is an inclination to connect, but to the Creator, I can't see what else to do to reach this prayer.
Start talking about it between you. How much did you speak about the need to pray to the Creator, and that only in this you depend? Start talking, and each will help his friend. So then envy, lust, honor, all of our foundations will help us build the prayer.
No.
The people of the great Knesset, great assembly, created the prayer for us. You can read what it says in the Siddur, in the prayer book. You can read Psalms, which is accepted in the entire world. You can see it in all languages. Everyone is reading Psalms. You don't have a nation of those that grew up together in all the religions who don't know Psalms. Go ahead. You have words, if not your words. You have written words.
Adam, 17
from Rabash. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth, and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
שוב קטע מספר 17, רבש.
Again, excerpt 17, Rabash. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he's in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
UK.
UK.
Good morning, Raf. Is it the request to work with joy because we don't feel the greatness of the Creator in the center of the tan?
Repeat, please.
I didn't get it. Repeat, please.
So the request to work with joy because we don't feel the greatness of the Creator in the center of our tent?
No, the request to work in the tent is because we wish to resemble the Creator. And you can resemble Him only in the connection. And the complete connection is something you can carry out only in a ten.
He asked whether the request to work in joy is because we don't have the greatness of the Creator.
Gladness is not because you have it or you don't. Gladness is a result of accepting what the Creator is giving me as the correct thing for my advancement in order to reach bestowal to the Creator.
Cosa significa il fardello del regno dei cieli?
What does it mean the accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven?
Receiving kingdom of heaven means that I take upon myself the authority or the control of the Creator. Let's put it this way. I take upon myself the dominion of the Creator, that there's an upper force that is nevertheless in control of me, is twisting me and turning me, is confusing me. It's all coming from Him. In general, anything and everything that exists in me, in my desires, my thoughts, my brain, my heart, it all comes from the Creator. And if I carry this thought all the time, possibly even with this feeling, this means that you are taking upon yourself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, meaning the Creator is first. Okay. North 2.
Rav, how to build a correct prayer that in the work?
I'm telling you, you need to connect in the ten. And in the ten, start reading perhaps some excerpts. Maybe we'll do it. Tell them, Niv, they should prepare for us next time. There's excerpts, verses for prayers. General ones, not too specific. And then we will see if we can keep these prayers or not, or maybe we'll compose the prayers not according to what's written there, but according to what we think. We'll
Rab, tu prima hai detto una cosa che è terribile. Hai detto che il creatore è 100% su tutte le.
Rab, you said before something that is horrible. You said that the creator is 100% in all our feelings. That scares our egoistic nature a lot. We feel like we have to hide somewhere. So the question is.
Hang on. I don't understand. I remember once reading somewhere that it says that there's nothing besides him. Did you also read it once?
Tagit.
Tell me.
Sì, però.
Sì, so we see, and then what's up with you? We're done. The Creator is in control of everything. Even now, when you're speaking, it's not you who is speaking. It's the Creator speaking through you.
Sì?
Sì, certo. Però la domanda è questa. Se posso, scusami.
La scelta è zoti.
Per quale scopo il Creatore fa questo?
Yeah, but the question is this, if I may. For what purpose does the Creator do that? Why does he want the total control to be his? What's his goal here?
Put yourself in place of the Creator. You are the only force that exists in the world. And you want to create more creatures that would exist separately from him. What can he do? If he's a single force, you'll see that he has no choice and he will have to build, construct reality the way he constructed it. It's not that he doesn't have any other options or he has more options. Nature, who is one, if he wants to construct, to create something other than itself, there is no other thing that can exist but us. And specifically, in the way that we exist, it's all moving from the beginning of creation till the end of creation. If you think how everything exists from one force, if that force wants anything else to exist, has no other choice out of his necessary nature to build what he built and how he built it.
Without being in joy, it's impossible to come out of the nature of the will to receive.
You can't, but you can receive joy and gladness from the group. If you're not connected to the group, you'll be in sadness, and if you are, you'll have the force of joy and confidence.
Can the state of lowliness, is it the lowest possible state that we can come to as a 10? What he talks about here.
Yeah, lowliness is something you also attain only in the 10. Everything is measured according to your relationship with the 10. A person by himself is not considered, cannot measure anything. It's not spiritual. Spiritual is when I measure something relative to the 10. We need to simply forcefully determine it decide on it, that we all.
Рав, добра ноча, що ми мовчи то. А като ще Hashem.
I hope you hear me well. It says that the Creator wants to show me that I am lowly. What does it mean that I depend on Him?
It doesn't say that you depend on Him, although this is also the case. Lowly means that you accept what the Creator gives you in the correct way for your advancement. First of all, there are many conditions for lowliness. First of all, that what I got now is the most correct form for advancing from this state to adhesion.
Even when I don't think so?
You won't think so. If you check according to what feels right, then you're not in the method. Kiev one.
Раф, от в попытке работать выше знания, включаясь в товарищей, попытки отдавать Творцу.
The attempt to work above reason, to integrate in the friends, to bestow to the Creator, in what moment do we need to begin to feel Him, to understand Him? Because there's a feeling like we're always going to work above reason, we don't even need the reason.
We'll always be like that, and as much as we receive, we'll always go above what we receive. And each time the knowledge that we receive and the revelation of what we receive, we receive it in order to go above it. So Bina would be in our eyes more than Chochmah. We want to reach it specifically. This is the meaning of rising with our Malchut to a higher degree. Hello, we are studying from the Stalif Ten Sfirot, Volume 1, Part 2, Words of the Ari, Item 6, and we have a preparation excerpt for the study from Rabash. So we'll read the preparation excerpt. A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results. Meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Baal Sulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise. And a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise. And what should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from him to be a giver, a bestower. This is called a wise disciple.
Corporeality, but they're actually intending, they mean spirituality. So, in the study of the Ten Sfirot tests, we don't talk about something that exists in this world and that we need to imagine how it works in our world, but like the language of the branches, like we learned from the first part of tests. Right now, we're talking about spirituality in the sense of, in a style of geometry, circle, triangle, square, etc. And there will be much more of that. So what I recommend and truly ask you is not to describe this as much as you can, not to describe this geometrically, even though there's really no choice. We perceive it like that at first, but try to translate these geometric terms to spiritual qualities. Whether either they are from beginning to end, or from end to beginning, or from above downwards, and downwards from below upwards is bestowal and reception, or when something is circular or round, then what is that, and so on. Meaning, try as much as you can not to envision a circle, but its quality. Not to envision a line, but its quality. In this way, we will move faster towards the spiritual perception. So, to study tests is through the language to study the spiritual qualities, and as much as possible to reach them, to long to feel them within the person. That's the main thing. This is what will make us truly wiser, and not just smart in the sense of remembering a lot of pages, knowing what's written in the pages without understanding the true essence of what's written. So that's why it says it's not the smart one who learns. Rather, specifically those who yearn to discover spiritual discernments, and that's possible to discover only within the person. They are the people who reach true wisdom. Please.
Start of Ten Sfirot, volume 1, part 2, words of the Ari. Item 6, the Kav connects all the Igulim together. The line connects all the circles together. 6, what connects all the circles together is that thin line that expands from Ein Sof and passes and descends and is extended from one circle to the next, down to the very last of them. And through this line, the light and the abundance are extended that are necessary for each and every one of them. Again, the line connects all the circles together. 6. What connects all the circles together is that thin line that expands from Ein Sof and passes and descends and is extended from one circle to the next, down to the very last of them. And the light and the abundance that each of them needs are extended through that line.
Like what we just read, for instance, how can we describe emotionally, fundamentally, truthfully, that the line goes through all the circles and binds them together? How does it bind them? With what? How does it cross through all the line, the circles? How does it come from the outer circle all the way to the inner center of all circles? If we translate that to the emotional shape according to spiritual laws, not geometry, then we will understand what is happening here between the relation, in the relationship between the creator and the created beings, how they take on different shapes, and how the creator bestows to them, and why does he connect them through with the line through the circles. And that will be studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in a more internal and fundamental way. So we shouldn't be quick to see it as a drawing, but rather
perceive the essence of it. What, PT 24? What happened?
When we wish to transfer it from this drawing to inner qualities, how do I not make a mistake out of it?
Even if you make mistakes, so what? How do you know if you make mistakes or not? You can have that question anywhere. The problem is not making mistakes. The problem is that the effort needs to be in the right direction. And that's why I awaken you towards this, to make it more emotional, to shift it to a more emotional understanding and not keep it in your mind that there's a line that goes through circles that is completely and totally an external shape that has nothing to do with spiritual discernments. But if we know that the first circle is the greatest bestowal, Ketel, that from this unbounded influence symbolized by a circle, then comes a line which is a very narrow and restricted influence into another circle, another influence of the Creator. And even though it's another circle that is equal from all its sides, it still exists as a result of the initial influence, and it is a part of it. So try to describe these things in their meantime. Kiev 1.
How, nevertheless, to portray it emotionally, the line and the circle?
We can describe the circle in our work to the extent that we are actually in a circle. There's no greater and lower, first and last. Rather, we are all completely equal and we're adding to each other and we all depend on each other equally. Because in the circle, you don't have up or down. Everyone bows to the center of the circle, where is essentially the common force, the common desire, the Creator. However, the line is already according to the degrees, how each and everyone is different from the other, how each and everyone can be integrated with the other, and everyone becomes a sphira. If I am not included in the 10, then I'm nothing. The will to receive, just like before, just like what I received from the Creator, I haven't done any correction on myself. So all my work is to integrate with the friends. Articles of Rabash.
So I'm trying to work inside our common circle, and then I discover in this work the line.
If I connect all the friends to the center of the 10 to be literally as one, then there you can begin to feel that from the circle to your center passes the line, and you can identify with that line. And in that line, you begin to discover the holy names, meaning all sorts of phenomena, that this is how the Creator wants to appear in you. And you will begin to feel among you in the connection between you, in the connection between you. You'll be not anywhere else, not somewhere or everyone anywhere. You'll feel that there's a connection between you. In that connection, you'll start discovering chesed, gvuah, tiferet, and so on. Only in that connection. First of all, you attain the connection, and then you attain the manners of that connection. So there's no There's no game you can play here. You either have it or you won't. It's just, it's laws of nature.
Well, he writes here that the line connects the circles. Does that mean that each time we reach a new degree of connection as a result of this work?
We'll discover both the igulim and the kav that connects both of them. Yes, what's the relationship between them? Salt Lake City. Didn't understand.
What's the difference between the essence of the circles?
The essence of the circles is how much there is power of bestowal in each and every circle according to what it receives from the kav. According to what it receives from the kav. Let's put it like this. You have 10 mothers, and every mother truly wants to bestow everything it has to her children. And then there's kav, which divides one to the first mother, the second mother, the third mother, according to that line that goes down. The higher it is, the more it gives. The less it gives, and all those 10 mothers are standing by to receive from the line. So the mother gives to her children. Each mother gives from all her heart, but how much she can give, how much.
So clear where he said that from.
La emoción en la lectura del test. ¿Qué es la emoción? Hablaba acerca de las bases de la emoción.
What is the feeling in that text of tests? You were saying that it's a basis for the feelings.
So continue with this. Good. Keep thinking about this here too. What is the igulim? What is the circles? What is the straight line? What's the connection between the circles and the straight line? That the straight line is limited according to the masach and the restriction and the reflected light to the extent that it can be equal to the upper light, and the circles come equally to everyone. So how does the Creator bestow? He bestows equally to everyone from the tense field of the circles or from the Gao of the straight line. And then from the Yosha, from the straight line, his bestowal comes down in a way that's divided and restricted in accordance with the lower ones. Think about it. And then it turns from a diagram into a presentation of the manifestation of the Creator to the created beings. Spain 1.
Shalom, queridos amigos, Shalom Rav. Entonces, los deseos de mis amigos.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, Rav.
Y si uno puede llenar el
so, the friend's desires are the circles, and if one can fill the friend, that's the kav, the line.
Anachnu tzichim leishtadel.
We have to try to relate to one another as in the circles, without any difference between us, in bestowal upon each other. And by this we become similar to the Creator. And then we will discover that there are differences between us. But those differences out of the inner nature that exists in each one, which is how the Creator created it, but each one wants to relate to the others like the Creator in a uniform way. Now, you can understand.
The light of the Igulim. And between the Igulim, where are Bibi?
We are in the circles. And we are expecting the light of the line, but for this we have to be connected as a line, meaning to have connection between us, such connection that will be similar to the line. In the meantime, we are operated by the igulim, the circles, French.
Il écrit dans le texte que la lumière de la ligne ne me se mélange.
It's written in the text
des égoulim.
That the light of the cove.
Comment alors d'où vient cette lumière des
égoulim? Doesn't come in contact with the igulim. So where do the igulim? They have light of their own.
There is light that comes from above, outside of the circles, outside of the line. The light passes through the line and fills the circles. This is what we read.
Et pourquoi est-ce que, comment ça se fait qu'elle ne se mélange pas? Quelle est la différence de qualité entre les deux lumières?
What's the difference in the quality between the two lights?
The light of the circles is light of nefesh. It doesn't move from itself. It's just apathetic, so to speak. However, it's filled, that's how it exists. And the light of the line is light that comes by the intensification of the desires in the line, and that's why it governs, it dominates. You've got this apathetic desire. That's the desire of the circles. And an active desire, which is the desire of the line. Okay? The reflected light, but there are always 10.
Но Малхут становится кетером это после того, как она себя сокращает для того, чтобы сделать.
But Malchut becomes keter after it restricts itself.
Of course, Malchut has to feel that she is receiving and that there's someone who wants to fill her. She has to restrict herself, right? She wants to give back, and only after the tzimtzum, the restriction, can she discover what he really wants to give me, how much she can calculate and give back to him by wanting to bestow, to give her relation. What is this ten sefirot of reflected light? It's a relation. The created being can't give anything back to the creator. What can he receive from the created being? The creator has no vessels of reception. So it's only her relation. So if the created being wants, like a baby smiling at its mother, he gives everything to the mother. The mother doesn't need anything else, only that it will smile at her. So this is called the created being, given contentment to the creator. This is what he raises to the creator, his desire to do good. And then how much it receives or doesn't receive doesn't matter. What's important is the intention. This determines everything.
What has to be our prayer when we read these, when we read tests?
Only to be able to establish, to build our desire to bestow upon the Creator through the connection between us. And then we will come with Him as we learn the direct light, reflected light, the circles, the straightness, etc.
I see when we read, I'm trying to understand what's written, but actually I don't understand, so.
Don't try to understand, try to feel. Try to imagine yourself instead of the light, instead of the line, instead of the circle, instead of Malchut. Try to feel, and that way you'll start changing your will to receive into all kinds of forms, and then you will come closer to feeling the light. The most important for us is not to understand. Understanding is completely worthless, although we appreciate it so much. What's important for us is to feel. Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources, connecting the world in the last generation.
Yeah, except for there being a book, and maybe not one in this topic that we have printed, according to Bala Sulam's writing, we still have gathered the most essential, most important excerpts of the last generation, meaning that society that we need to participate in and build, or it will be built without us, God forbid. So I hope we will really be the ones that are participating in the society. But it has to be... צפון to north to.
Can we awaken the environment to spirituality without suffering in corporeality?
אני לא חושב.
I don't think so. A person isn't drawn to anything only when he has a need for it. The Creator awakens this general need in the world today. It's clear to us how. And these blows will still come and come and come. It's not going to end. We can get used to any state. A person is such a special animal that eventually he can organize himself and get along in every state, the worst that can be. That's why the Creator won't let us go. He'll give us more problems and more troubles in all kinds of other ways. And in like this, we will still eventually come to the necessity to correct, for the correction. But without a need, without a desire, we can't get anything. Each and every action we do in each and every moment also stems from the deficiency we reveal. Otherwise, how can I do it? Like he says, if a person takes his hand from the chair to the table, it's because he sees that here it feels not so good and here it feels better, so it forces him to move. These are movements that exist in every degree in nature. It's a foundation to physics, chemistry, all kinds of biological things, doesn't matter what. It's a foundation to any motion, any change, a deficiency. That's why in human society, without a clear deficiency, a general deficiency that even increases one on the other every time, when I look at others and look at myself and so on, I see that they're better maybe, that they live better and they get along better, so I suffer even more. Only in such impulses I can turn to the correction to hear what Bibi are saying. And from no choice I come.